Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Have you heard anything about Sudan lately? Jerry Dykstra with Open Doors USA says thousands are struggling to survive as Sudan and South Sudan fight over oil.
I think it's being overlooked, but what's happening in the Middle East, obviously, Iran and Iraq and Syria, it's up to us as Christians to keep Sudan high on people's lists. Otherwise, they're going to fade away and there'll be more atrocities committed than have been so far this year.
It's hard for relief groups to get in, so local churches are stepping up to help. Pray they can get supplies to people who need them. Next, in 2008, Nepal's deposed king gave up his crown and left his palace forever. The door closed on the last Hindu monarchy and opened for something else, the gospel. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi says during their last visit, they met with seed sowers to share how they could help. Then
we had the joy of conducting the seed sower seminar with nearly 200 men and women who are involved in evangelism and church planting in Nepal.
They're providing tens of thousands of New Testaments and Gospels of John. Find out how you can help at missionnetworknews.org. And after 6 years of helping refugees return to the Democratic Republic of Congo, Food for the Hungry reports sustainable progress. The ministry is partnering with local leaders, churches, and families to assist more than 129,000 people. Now they have improved farming methods, access to clean water, and more income-generating projects. Using Christian principles, FH is also improving the lives of women in the Congo. Pray that they'd find salvation in Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy, an Irish Christmas, with your gift of any amount. The CD will not only point you to the Christ of Christmas, but create new memories for you this year. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.